You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, I'm Pastor David Wendell, Assistant to the Bishop of the North American Lutheran Church for Ministry and Ecumenism. You're reading or hearing from Ashes to Easter, the 2021 NALC Lenten Devotional. As we approach Ash Wednesday in the beginning of the season of Lent, it seems worthwhile to say a few words of introduction regarding this historic and often misunderstood observance. Without presenting a detailed explanation of the development of Lent, it's enough to say that a time of repentance, reflection, and renewal has been practiced by Christians as a 40-day season, excluding Sundays, from the 4th century to the present day. Lent had its roots in baptismal preparation, fasting before a celebration of Easter, and renewed baptismal commitment for those who had fallen away from the faith. Historically, Lent had been associated with the three spiritual disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving. You might want to take a look at Matthew chapter 6. Lutherans have often focused their observance on growing deeper in the Word of God, study of Luther's small catechism, and reflection on one's sinfulness, repentance, and renewal through God's grace and forgiveness. What is important for Lutherans is that Lenten observance be seen as a gracious gift for renewal and spiritual refreshment, not a good work to please God or earn his favor. Martin Luther, preaching on Matthew chapter 4, verses 1 through 11, wrote about the spiritual discipline of fasting when he said, "But the worst of all is that we have adopted and practiced fasting as a good work, not to bring our flesh into subjection, but as a meritorious work before God to atone for our sins and obtain grace." He said that in his sermon for the first Sunday in Lent. It's taken from Luther's Church Postal. Whether we share Lenten devotions, worship more frequently, give up things for Lent, or engage in the biblical practices of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving, it may never be understood as a meritorious work before God to atone for our sins and obtain grace. Lent itself is a gift of God. So, with regard to Lenten devotions and all Lenten disciplines, use them in grace. People often become demoralized and disheartened when, by the end of the first week, they have stumbled in their Lenten discipline. If you miss a day's devotion or several days, catch up when you have time. There's no eternal harm in reading 2 days' devotions at once or reading 1 week's devotions altogether if necessary. This booklet offers short, to-the-point devotions that do not take much time so that you might find joy in the simple Lenten discipline of daily devotions. This Lenten devotional is based upon the daily lectionary provided in the Lutheran Book of Worship, Year 1. The daily lectionary appoints 3 lessons for each day, although for the purposes of this booklet, 1 reading has been chosen as the basis for each day's reflection. This year, each North American Lutheran Church executive staff member has written a portion of the Lenten devotions, ending with Bishop Dan Selbo preparing the devotions for Holy Week and Easter.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.